Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we'll learn how to find joy in obedience.
Now, Mary is, we could say, she's the poster child of believing God. But anytime Joseph is mentioned, he's hearing from God and doing what God tells him to do. He is the poster child for obedience. The Bible says of him, he's a righteous man. He's a just man. He is a man who loves God, who follows God, and who obeys God. That was Joseph. How do you do with obeying and observing the Word of God?
There is tremendous truth, there is blessed, there is hope that you always dreamed of. He can heal every scar.
Christmas is all about the good news and great joy which shall be for all the people. Well, there's a great joy in believing, no doubt, but there's also a great joy in obeying. In your spiritual journey, do you enjoy obeying God? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today. In today's message, we're going to share three key insights concerning Joseph and the joy that he experienced when he obeyed the Lord. This message is from the new series, The Joy of Christmas. Now, if you miss any of these messages from this great series, then you can also listen again online anytime at fromhisheart.org. There, too, you can download a free MP3 of any broadcast, along with the sermon notes from Pastor Jeff. Right now, open your Bible to Matthew chapter 1 and begin exploring the truth about the joy of obedience.
Christmas is about joy, good news of a great joy which shall be for all the people, and there's great joy in believing, and there's great joy in obeying. Now, Mary is, we could say, she's the poster child of believing God, and Joseph, he believed God also, but he's kind of focused in on obeying God. Now, those two things go hand in hand, but we're going to see with Joseph, because the Bible doesn't say a lot about him, the stepfather of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have a lot of time and space given in Scripture for Joseph, but every time the Bible does talk about him, and Matthew talks about him more than any of the other gospel writers, Mark doesn't even mention him, but anytime Joseph is mentioned, he's hearing from God and doing what God tells him to do. He is the poster child for obedience. The Bible says of him, he's a righteous man. He's a just man. He is a man who loves God, who follows God, and who obeys God. How do you do with obeying and observing the Word of God? Are you, as James says, a forgetful hearer, or are you an effectual doer? The effectual doer is blessed. So let's look at what Matthew has to say concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. I'll begin reading in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus means Jehovah saves. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took her as his wife and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Have you entered into the joy of obeying God? There's no joy in disobeying God, There is joy in obeying God. Have you entered into that joy? I want you to see from the text we just read three insights concerning Joseph and the joy that he had obeying the Lord. Insight number one, sometimes we struggle to know what God wants us to do. Situations can happen in our lives where it's not really clear-cut what we're supposed to do. And Joseph is a guy that had that happen to him. The scripture says that he was a righteous man. In the King James, it says, and Joseph was a just man. But he has a difficulty come into his life. The girl that he was engaged to, he was betrothed to, a betrothal back then was different than an engagement today. You know, an engagement today can be broken very easily. And some people have been engaged and then they just say, hey, this isn't right, and they break it off. Back then, you were betrothed, which means you were almost already married, although there wasn't any consummation of the marriage. Normally, the betrothal period was a year, and during that year, then you proved your love for one another, your faithfulness to one another, and after that year, you would consummate the marriage, have the big marriage ceremony and consummate the marriage. Well, in order to break a betrothal, you had to get divorced. And so here he is, he's all excited because he and Mary are in this betrothal period, they're going to get married. And she's excited, he's excited, and then everything changes when the message comes to her that she's gonna be the mother of the Christ child and the virgin is going to be with child. When she gets that message, the angel Gabriel tells her also, Elizabeth, your relative is in her sixth month and nothing shall be impossible with God, no word shall be impossible with God. And she hightails it to the hill country of Judea, which is an 80 to 100 mile trip from where she lived in Nazareth, to see Elizabeth. She stayed with Elizabeth 3 months, and then she comes back to Nazareth, and she breaks the news to Joseph that she is with child, but she is with child by the Holy Spirit. And lo and behold, Joseph doesn't believe her. Now, you can't fault him. Who would believe that? He's a righteous man. He thought he knew her. He thought he knew her character, but obviously he didn't. Now he is betrayed. He is feeling those feelings. He's feeling the feeling of embarrassment. He's feeling the feeling of being deceived because Mary presented herself as this chaste, pure girl, and she's obviously not chaste and pure. He knew that this baby's not my baby. And you say it's God's baby? Well, that just seems crazy. And then he feels like she's just lying straight to his face because it's like, hey, I'm right here and you're still telling me this fish story. So he didn't know what to do. He was contemplating what to do. And he said, well, maybe I need to just divorce her secretly. I don't need to make a spectacle of it. I don't need to bring her in front of the city gate and shame her to death. I'll just do it separately. He was kind of at a crossroads. And you know, that can happen to us. You know, sometimes we can be in a situation where we're not really sure, what does God want me to do? And the reason why we can get there is because circumstances can be heartbreaking and difficult. Circumstances that come into your life, circumstances that come into my life, I mean, they can be such that it just shatters your heart. That is Joseph. He's a man who is excited about getting married to his bride-to-be. And you know, everybody knows this. A woman dreams of her wedding day and a man dreams of his wedding night. That's just the way, the difference between men and women. And so he's dreaming of that. And then all of a sudden that's taken from him, that's shattered. And he is hurt. And he doesn't understand how she could do that. And you know, the way we're wired. When we get hurt, on the flip side of the coin of hurt is anger. Hurt and anger go together. And when a person, you meet an angry person, and that is a hurting person, there's some hurt there in their life. It's kind of like a bear that gets a big thorn in his paw. Well, that bear is angry. That's why you go to try and take the thorn out, and you're gonna get your head ripped off because a hurting bear is an angry bear. A hurting person is an angry person. And an angry person is a hurting person. Those things go together. And so here's Joseph, and he's been hurt, and now he's got to deal with anger. And if you don't deal right with the anger that will always come when you get hurt, then you're going to go into a place called resentment and bitterness. The Bible says, be angry, Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin, and don't let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil a place. Don't give him an opportunity, because if you let the sun go down on your anger, the hurt turns to anger. The anger, if it's not dealt with, it turns to bitterness. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, see to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. Joseph could have gotten bitter at Mary. No doubt he was hurt. No doubt he was dealing with anger, but he could have gotten bitter at her. He didn't. And we know that he didn't, because it says very clearly in verse 19, he was not wanting to disgrace her. He desired to put her away secretly. If he was bitter at her, he would want to run her through the coals. I'm going to put you up before the people, and everybody's going to see you for the person that you are and what you did to me, and I want a pound of flesh. He wasn't going to do that. He loved Mary. He was heartbroken, yes, but he wasn't bitter. He was keeping his heart open to the Lord. Hey, circumstances can be heartbreaking and difficult, and in the midst of that, keeping your heart sensitive to the Lord is critical. It's critical. We're talking about the joy of obeying God. And in the situations where it's not real clear cut, what am I supposed to do? It is very, very important that you hear from God. And you got to keep your heart open to Him so it doesn't get bitter toward Him. So the Bible says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. And many people, because of circumstances of life, they've allowed themselves to get bitter. They've allowed their hearts to get hard. And as it says in the book of Hebrews, concerning him, we have much to say, and it's hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. You've stopped trying to understand. You don't hear anymore because your heart has gotten hard. Your ears are stopped up, and you're not maintaining a sensitive heart to the Lord. Now, the question can come in, and it says this. Well, when something terrible happens, somebody does something terrible to you, or some situation that is very hurtful that comes into your life, how do you deal with that? Because if the hurt turns to anger, then what do I do with the anger? You know, when the hurt comes, you're sad, and then the sad turns to mad, and you got to deal with that. You got to process the anger so it doesn't turn bad. So you don't get bitter. And David tells us how to do that in Psalm 62, verse 8. He says this, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Hey, when the hurt comes in, you need to take it to the Lord. You need to pour out your heart to him. You need to share with him all the pain and all the difficulty that you're going through. You need to share your frustration with him. You need to pour that out to him. That's what Hannah did in 1 Samuel chapter 1. She couldn't have any children, and she poured out her heart to the Lord, and she shared with the Lord her hurt and her pain, and she had a rival wife. Her husband Elkanah had another wife who kept needling Hannah because she couldn't have children, and so she just felt this pain and this frustration and this bitterness setting in, and she got it out before the Lord. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. So the very first insight into the life of Joseph, sometimes we struggle to know what God wants us to do. Joseph is getting ready to go to sleep, and he's contemplating these things. What am I supposed to do? I don't want to shame her. I don't want to hurt her, even though she's hurt me. I guess the only thing to do is to divorce her secretly, because obviously I can't trust her. And just marriage tip here, trust is the bedrock of any kind of marriage relationship. If you don't have trust, you can't have a marriage. And he didn't trust her because he couldn't believe her story. None of us could. Only Elizabeth could believe her story. And the only way Joseph could believe her story was a visitation from the angel of God, the angel of the Lord, who came to him in his dream. Insight number one, sometimes we struggle to know what God wants us to do. Insight number two, we can be assured that God will show us what to do. God will show us what to do when, big caveat here, when our hearts are sensitive to the Lord, when we're still seeking Him, when we're practicing Psalm 62, verse 8, and trusting in Him and pouring out our heart to Him, when we're not allowing our heart to get hardened and bitter and our ears to get dull and slow to understand. The Scripture gives us a principle. Jesus did in John 7, 17. Says this, if any man is willing to do his will, he shall know of the teaching whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself. If you're willing to do what God wants you to do, then God is faithful to show you what He wants you to do. If you're willing, then He's faithful. If you're not willing to do what He wants you to do, then God's not going to show you. You say, why is that? Why should He? You're not going to do it. He knows you're not going to do it. God doesn't want you to, He's not trying to show you His will so you can say, yeah, I don't want to do that. So if you're willing to do His will, He'll make sure you know what His will is. And see, if you're at a crossroads, I don't know whether to go left, or I don't know whether to go right. I don't know whether to take this job in this city or take that job in that city. I don't know whether to go forward and marry this girl, or I don't know whether we should break up. You know, big decisions and things like that. It's not like, where should I go for lunch? Lord, where do you want me to go for lunch? You know, I think a lot of times God says, where do you want to go? I mean, those kind of things. It doesn't really, it's not that really a big deal for God. But big issues where you're at a crossroads, this is a big issue in His life. God, what do you want me to do? I am willing to do what you want me to do. If you have that kind of heart, then the Lord is faithful to show you. Now remember, when God shows you, His plan for your life will never contradict His word. So Joseph goes to sleep, and the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Now, it's not a dream like you and I will have dreams, and we dream that all of a sudden we're flying. You ever have that dream? That's a cool dream. You ever have the dream you're still in school and you didn't know you had chemistry class and there's a final? That's a scary dream. I have dreams periodically where I'm supposed to preach. I didn't know, and it's like, hey, you're up. It's like, I'm up. This isn't a dream like that, where it's just all imagined in your head. This, in his sleep, the Lord appeared to him. It's real. It's real. And the Scripture says that the angel comes, the angel of the Lord says to him, Joseph, son of David, verse 20, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, son of David. Joseph is in the line of King David. We get that from Matthew's genealogy. Jesus isn't related to Joseph, but he's going to become Joseph's son, his stepson, and so he's going to inherit the rights of his father, and so he's going to be in that lineage by adoption, we would say. But Mary is also in the lineage of King David. And Jesus is related to Mary because he is the Son of God, Son of Mary. And so he, either way you come at it, Luke's genealogy traces Jesus through Mary. Matthew's genealogy traces Jesus through Joseph, but he is both. He has the authority from being the stepson of Joseph. He has the authority in the bloodline of David from Mary, and he is also the Son of God. And so the angel said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Don't be afraid to do that, because what she told you is exactly right. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, just like she told you. Verse 21, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. You don't call his name Joseph. He's not going to be Bar Joseph. You know, they use that a lot. Blessed are you, Simon Bar Jonah. Bar Jonah was son of Jonah. He's not going to be Bar Joseph. He is Jesus. Jehovah saves, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. And it says in verse 22, all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 7:14 might be fulfilled when Isaiah said to King Ahaz, in the 700s BC, He said, God is going to give you a sign, Ahaz. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And that was a dual prophecy. As it says in one of the commentaries I read that I think is spot on, this has a prophecy for Ahaz, the king, who was king in Judah in the 700s BC, and also a prophecy that was true at the birth of Jesus, at the conception of Jesus. See, in Ahab's kingdom, there was a virgin that was going to get married and have a baby, and they were going to name that baby Emmanuel. And before that baby was going to be weaned from his mother, the kings that Ahaz was so afraid of, they were going to die. That was the sign that he got. See, the sign to the king doesn't make any sense. It was like, hey, God's going to give you this sign. 700 years from now, this is going to happen. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to be dead. So it doesn't really mean anything to me. You know, if I prophesied things and said, hey, you know, 400 years from now, this is going to happen. And 500 years from now, that's going to happen. Well, a prophet, you judged him based on, do his words come true? And so if it's 400 or 500 years from now, you wouldn't know. So many prophecies in the Old Testament are dual. They come soon and then they come later. This is one of those dual prophecies, and it happened just like the Lord had prophesied. There was coming a virgin, never known a man, who was going to conceive, and she was going to bear his son, and they were going to call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel is really not a name that anyone called Jesus. They called him the Nazarene, Yahshua and Zara, Jesus of Nazareth. But nobody says, there's Emmanuel. Jesus, Emmanuel is more of a description. He is God with us because he is the Son of God. And so the plan is revealed to Joseph, and the plan fits in with the Word of God.
And when we know, really know, that he is with us, when we trust that he is with us, we want to obey. It's as natural as breathing for those who love God and want to serve him totally. Today's message was called The Joy of Obedience from Pastor Jeff's series, The Joy of Christmas. We heard part one today. Hey, as Christmas approaches, we pray that you're taking the opportunity to tell people about Jesus, what the birth of Christ really means to us all, that God is with us in all things and loves us so very much. Did you know that for that reason, From His Heart exists, to tell people about the depth of God's love for them and the hope that He brings to their lives when we surrender it all? And when we do, the Holy Spirit comes to live in our hearts to guide us, convict us, encourage us, and give us peace in all things. Does that describe the life that you're living as a Christian? Or would you like some daily help in being reminded by what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life? Then you'll want to get a copy of the brand new daily devotional book from Pastor Jeff called The Spirit of God Within You. It'll take you all the way through 2021, each and every day. And it's our gift of thanks for your support of $25 or more this month to help people learn to embrace the joy of believing, the joy of obedience, and the joy of the Savior. To get your new devotional book that'll last you all next year, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org, request the book, The Spirit of God Within You. And God bless you for coming alongside us at the end of this year so that we can go forward in 2021 on a strong financial note. Well, all of our time is gone for today. I'm Larry Nobles, and we trust that you'll be right back here with us tomorrow on this great station when Pastor Jeff Shreve will conclude this important lesson for us all to hear about how to experience the joy of obedience. That's Thursday, when we'll again open God's Word and learn from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that. Go to fromhisheart.org.